This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you hear Starkey blow up on the Penguins yesterday?
I did not. I'm interested and I'm anxious to hear what he had to say because you teased it very well.
So Starkey, and he was compelling as always, and he went for like 30 minutes straight on this. He said, we kill the Steelers in a year where they make the playoffs. And he's saying it's fair to do that. So the Penguins haven't made the playoffs in three consecutive years, and they were officially eliminated from playoff contention just 2 days ago. And no one's killing him for it. No one's ripping him for it. And he said Dubas at the deadline said, all right, now we need to try to win again. Pretty much saying the quote-unquote rebuild is over. And Starkey did this funny bit. Oh, I guess the rebuild's over. How was it? I guess I missed it. Uh-huh. Guess I didn't see it. And he was destroying Kyle Dubas and Mike Sullivan. And I thought there was a lot in there that was fair. He said that this team was put together to make the playoffs. I don't know about that. I think the 2 years prior to this, they were put together to make the playoffs and didn't. I think this year's team, they thought might have had a shot to make the playoffs, but I think they've had an eye on the future. And if they made it this year, fine. If not, then also fine. And right now, as they sit, they've got the 7th pick in the draft. I mean, isn't it better that they're sitting here in the top 10 of the draft with an outside shot in the lottery? Like, isn't this what they're supposed to be doing?
I mean, I guess, but whenever you bring back three aging veterans, you think that you're going to go for it now. Like, and I feel like that they're trying to do that and trying to plan for the future, and we've said that 1,000 times, but I don't know if I can get on board with them not trying to win now. I think that they're always trying to win now whenever they have Crosby and Letang and Malkin. Like, I think that they're every year that they're going to try to win now. Like,
I don't know. They traded Gensel. They traded Gensel. They didn't trade Raquel.
Right.
But they moved on from Gensel. They've accrued all these picks these next few years. I don't think they'd have apologized if they made the playoffs this year. And maybe coming in, they thought 51% to 49% they'd make it.
I think that they moved on from Gensel because they knew they weren't going to pay him the amount of money that he was commanding.
Yeah, but if a team's trying to win, I just would have found a way to pay the guy. Like, easier said than done. There's a salary cap and it ain't my money, but you could have made it happen. Like, just don't pay some of the other crap guys you paid, you know? I mean, I think there's nuance here. Like, I think there's room to criticize them. Certainly what Dubas did his first offseason, signing Tristan Jarry, Graves, Carlson, I still don't have a problem with that because you got a lot of bad contracts off your books and you traded for a guy who had 100 points and won the Norris. Like, I don't have a problem with that one, even though it hasn't worked out the way that we all would have wanted it to. I think there's room in between here. Like, no one should be happy. And Mike Sullivan, I think if we want to argue this, like, I think Mike Sullivan could have gotten more out of this roster. Like, I would put a lot of it on Sullivan. Like, the power play's better and they still aren't making the playoffs.
Right.
So they fixed that. I thought if they did that, they might make the playoffs. But still, shootouts and overtime, they've been putrid this year. A lot of that, to me, falls on Mike Sullivan because you definitely have the talent to compete in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand the criticism. I also think they're where they should be. Like being a bottom 10 team in the NHL, and I don't think it takes much for them to be a playoff team next year. Like, I don't think it's hard to make the playoffs in the NHL. If we're talking percentages, like eight teams in each conference are going to make it. Half the damn league's going to make it. Washington last year barely made it. They weren't that much better than the Penguins this year. They're one of the best teams in hockey. You have to have a perfect offseason almost, but I think the pieces are there for them to do it. And if they don't, because now the stated goal is like, all right, we got to contend with Crosby and Malkin. If they don't next year, I'll destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And if this offseason they're not moving some of those picks to accrue talent, I'll destroy them.
What are they going to do at goaltender, though? We said this yesterday.
Figure it out.
Has Dubas ever figured it out?
No, he has not. And I'm not, to that point, going to give him credit for things that haven't happened. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to make the playoffs next year. I think they could. Dubas needs to do his job. But a lot of people think he's doing a great job. I can't get on board with that either. So I'm in between here.
Right.
This offseason's a massive one for me. If your stated goal is, hey, this could be Malkin's last season next year, and Crosby ain't getting any younger, although his production's been off the charts, especially for a guy his age. Like, all right, next year you got to make the playoffs then, which means you have to have a good offseason. And I'm not just going to assume he will, but all the pieces are there for that. They're going to have cap space. They have a ton of picks to deal. Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that means figuring out goaltender too. And you're right, I'm dubious about that. I'm dubious about whether or not this guy who's never figured out that particular position is going to be able to figure it out this time.
Dubious and dubious.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. I'm dubious about that. I'm dubious.
Kyle Dubious.
Dubious.
Has Kyle Dubas done a good job? No. This offseason is probably going to determine how I feel about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think getting the picks, good. They're going to have cap space. Good. And his manipulating has got them to that point. All that's good. But if you don't do anything with it, you're just the Browns.
Yep.
Like when the Browns hired the guy, who was the math guy, who was in Moneyball, Paul DePodesta. Like, they were acquiring all these picks. Wow, the Browns are so smart, analytics and picks and blah, blah, blah. Well, what's it turned into?
Yep.
Nothing. So you got to make good on it. And if you don't, well, then you're Kyle Dubious from now until the end of time.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.